We only lost a few hundred lives, only a few hundred casualties, but the fact is...
We didn't lose that many, did we?
I don't even remember.
I don't think we lost 100.
Yeah, I think it's like 400 total casualties, 100 of which are dead. And that was like a nice, clean little war because they were actually predicting publicly before the war there's going to be 5,000 to 10,000
casualties. Yeah, we thought the Republican Guard was going to be real tough and we'd have to send the infantry in to ferret them all out.
And so when now, if they have to admit that there's been, according to what I read, that's what has happened, is there's been thousands of deaths from Gulf War Syndrome, and there's like 100,000 that have signed up for other symptoms.
Well, Tom, I have to take your word for that. We got to go.
Hey, check out that book.
What's it called? Gassed in the Gulf.
In the Gulf.
Hey, Tom, did you see that Captain Robbie Knievel jump over about 30 limousines in the parking lot of the Las Vegas Tropicana tonight?
I missed that.
He looked just like his daddy.
Good for him.
You missed a good one.
We'll say howdy.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye.
Hey, did you guys see that tonight? Captain Robbie Knievel, that's Captain with a K, right? He's got this motorcycle just like his dad's. It's like
nothing like his dad's.
Just like his
dad's was a big, giant, heavy AMF Harley. This is like a light Honda dirt bike or something.
He's wearing the same outfit his dad had, the red, white, and the blue and everything.
Yeah, he's looking good. Like
so dad. Here he comes. You know, he's getting ready to jump over the 30 limousines, and then he stops. And then he comes back. He gets ready to do it again. And he goes up right to the ramp and he stops.
Well, he zoomed by a couple
times. Yeah, zoomed by. I think they said he was like testing the wind. I think he was just revving up the audience
You know, his carburetor mixture is a little rich.
And then you know what happened? He hit that ramp. He went flying over it just like his daddy used to do over the Snake River Canyon. And you know what happened?
What?
He made a graceful landing. Set two world records with that. I'm not sure what the two world records
Most limousines and longest distance.
Yeah.
Outdoors.
Most limousines ever jumped by a motorcycle. And the longest distance ever, which is admirable. So, attaboy. Should we have the attaboy awards?
We should have. You should have wrote one.
We don't need to write it.
Does anybody remember the big endings of these?
I sure do.
All right. That's that. 45. This isn't a miracle record. Nobody
can deny. And this week, Chris and Rob, salute the Captain Robbie Knievel for setting two world records tonight. This is the Chris and Rob Attaboy Awards, where we say attaboy to Robbie Knievel. And to Robbie Knievel, the Chris and Rob late night talk show say salute. And this song goes out to the Reverend Big Jim. This song goes out to Big Jim. Jim's gonna get his money back.
Incidentally, it's called Song for the Dumped.
That song goes out to Terry. Jim is expecting his check in the mail. This is the Chris and Rob late night talk show, and that was Ben Folds 5, you know. And since we were talking to a local music mogul here, is it a mogul or mogul?
Mogul.
Mogul. Are you a mogul? Like, you know, like David Geffen, are you a mogul?
No, not even close.
We're talking to Mark Eichner of Miracle Records.
I think we still have one or two copies left to give away.
Copies of what?
Copies of the Bloodshot Fatso Jetson split single.
If somebody wants a free copy of the Bloodshot split single with Fatso Jetson, you get a call in here right now to 749-1444 and tell Jim your home address, and Mark Eichner will mail you one. We're talking to him tonight about his record label, Miracle Records, and about the record business in general. And Ben Folds 5 is a good example about three guys, regular everyday white guys from Chapel Hill. Is it North or South Carolina?
North.
They got some basketball teams there, don't they?
One or two.
And, you know, they're just a bunch of regular guys who sit down, a guy writes some songs on the piano, and the next thing you know, boom! His hit song, Brick, is all over the radio. He's on Saturday Night Live. He's on Jay Leno. Wednesday night, he'll be on Jay Leno. He's been on Letterman. Two albums, and he's already putting out a compilation. What's up with that?
I think it goes back to what maybe Bob was talking about. U.S. interests on foreign soil.
Well, you know, Ben Folds 5 doesn't have anything, any interest. The corporate America wouldn't be interested in them. I don't think they write the kind of music that you can put a soda pop commercial or a tennis shoe commercial to, but then again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just catchy enough that they can do that.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Saddam might have, you know, his sights set on Ben Folds 5 for some nerve gas or something.
If you want to talk to a real live music mogul and you want to call into the Chris and Rob late night talk show, Mark Eichner is happy to take your calls. If you want to tell him about your band, he's got a record label and they're looking for new acts. He also knows how to network your music, how to get sold, distributed, and played on the radio. 749-1444, 7491-444. Those are the digits you need to get in on this.
So, Mark, how involved do you get with your bands? Do you help them pick out outfits like Brian Epstein did, or do you pretty much just let them wear their dungarees?
Go with the red velour. That's what you got to say. Go with the red velour.
Push the cannolis.
Yeah.
Very hands-on. Yeah, I do get involved with outfit design, the photo shoots. Mostly what I'm good at is advice.
Hey, when it comes to photo shoots, who's the best at it in 1998? The Spice Girls.
Oh, wonderful.
I mean, those guys, those gals get press photos like you wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. They do. I don't know.
Do you ever encourage any of the bands on your label, whether it's Bloodshot or Fatso Jetson, to get photos taken like the Spice Girls? You know, with the big sets and the navel, rings in the navel and everything?
Yeah.
Show it up. If you got it, flaunt it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think, you know, with the Neighbors, that's a perfect example. I mean, that's a pretty healthy-looking rear end there.
The Neighbors is another band on your record label, Miracle Records. They have a CD out called We Refuse to Kiss Ass, and there's a big picture of an ass on the cover.
That's a horrible picture.
It is awful.
You approve that? This is on your record label? That is like a big... There's more ass zit than there is ass on there.
Well, that's my art design there, so that's, you know, that was...
You didn't design that ass.
That's my ass.
That is not.
My boil pus covered ass.
Well, hey, hold on, you guys. Stop right here. Courtesy of Miracle Records. If it's a hit, it must be a miracle. This is The Neighbors.
That's the most. I can't believe that button. Rise up, put it through. It's a fight I'm beating beneath and you.
copy to me and you listen to Fact of Mind. Now I'm thinking of cover that ain't crime.
The Neighbors with Weed. New CD is out on Miracle Records. Miracle Records president Mark Eichner is in the studio with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Great. How you doing?
Good, real good. Hey, that's pretty cool. I like that. Is that The Neighbors?
That was The Neighbors on Miracle Records.
Sounded pretty good.
It's available at a local record store near you. Now, what's on your mind, Jay?
I'm just wondering, is Miracle Records, where is it? From Cincinnati or what? Where is it located?
Cincinnati, yeah. But it just so happens that most of the bands on the label are from the West Coast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are they mostly like that? The same as Neighbors or get
well, the Neighbors are pretty much, you know, it's all, you know, they play about 30 songs in 20 minutes type sets.
Right.
But there's, like, the Bloodshot is real kind of Sabbath derivative, slow, right, heavy stuff, and just, I guess a lot of it's pretty kind of loud.
Fatso Jetson sounds like Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix on heroin.
Cool.
Something like that.
That's pretty cool.
Jay, are you in a band? Do you want to get signed to Miracle Records? If it's a hit, it must be a miracle.
No, actually, I'm not in a band. I used to work for a real small guy at a record company. He did mostly bookings of bands and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for tours. And like, just getting airplay at college stations, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jay, did you ever get to hang out with the groupies?
No, I never did.
Damn.
I did when I worked at the nightclub, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was kind of wild.
They really will do the nasty in order to go backstage, won't they?
That's what I've heard. Well, I couldn't tell you for
sure. You couldn't tell me?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for your call,
Jay.
I got
one more thing real quick.
What's that?
You know, you guys are talking about that wet T-shirt thing that got, was abandoned in North Carolina.
It's in Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. You know, that kind of happened here in Cincinnati over the last weekend. They had Mardi Gras. Apparently they...
Whoa, slow down. They don't have Mardi Gras in Cincinnati.
They have
Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Well, whatever that festival was that they were celebrating. Whatever. Anyway.
Oh, a bunch of frat boys and sorority girls get together downtown on Main Street.
Yeah, well, anyway.
That's not Mardi Gras.
Well, anyway, the story goes like this. They had a bunch of floats down there and everything.
What?
But, yeah, they had like a parade and
You're
stuff.
You're kidding
you know?
Me.
Anyway.
Chris, we let somebody talk for Pete's sake.
Anyway.
Shut up!
I think it was called Woohoo on Main Street.
Oh, boy.
Please continue, Jay. I apologize.
Anyway, the story goes like this. Anyway, they were having their little Mardi Gras celebration and having the parade, and city council got together and voted not to let them throw beads because they were afraid that the girls would lift up their shirts to strike at the beads.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I swear, true story. And then the funny part is, like, one of the very last, this guy in a white limousine snuck in, the very last guy in the parade, and all you saw was his arm, and he was, like, throwing pornographic window or pictures out the window.
Well, did you hear about Thursday? Thursday, Dwight Tillery proclaimed Cincinnati to have Noah Hunt Day. If you were down at the Bob Dylan concert at the Gardens on Thursday night.
Noah Hunt Day, huh?
Yeah, Noah Hunt, he's a guy, I guess he grew up here in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Now he's in a band with some guy that looks kinda like...
Kind of big.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Some guy, his name is Kenny Wayne Shepherd. He looks like Hanson. He plays like Stevie Ray Vaughan. So Noah Hunt's in his band. He comes back to Cincinnati to play a gig opening for Dylan. And Dwight Tillery comes out on stage, and then he says in his best white boy accent that he can do, he says, "Are these guys good or what?" And then he goes on to say, "Let's hear it for our homeboy."
Our homeboy.
And then he rolls out the scroll, and he says that, "I now proclaim today Noah Hunt Day." So I looked over all my friends and I said, Happy Noah Hunt Day. And so, Jay, I wish you a happy Noah Hunt Day.
Same to you. City Council's scary.
Take her easy.
See ya.
Cincinnati has the silliest, most ridiculous city council in the entire country.
Mark, you've been around the country doing this music rock and roll crazy thing. How does Cincinnati's music scene stack up to some of the music scenes you've witnessed in your travels?
It's actually, I don't think it's not bad, really. I mean, I don't think it really matters anywhere you go, if it, you know, New York, L.A., or wherever. I hear people around here talk about how cliquey it is. I mean, it's the same anywhere, you know. Everybody always thinks, you know, that...
So everywhere you go, it's the same 12 guys making all the different bands, and they all sound just alike?
Well, everybody, I mean, wherever you go, it's everyone bitches about each other and about how they're stabbing each other in the back and blah, 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 blah.
Are there any... I'm not going to ask you what your favorite bands are in Cincinnati, because that's actually a very, very subjective question. But are there any rock and roll bands in Cincinnati that are even a little bit deserving of national acclaim? Or even any kind of, like, record deal?
Well, it depends. I mean, it kind of maybe goes back to what you were talking about before about, you know, like you were saying, if someone were to submit, like, a demo of stuff that I don't know, that was like real slick and pop and could be a hit. But I mean, like I think Spiderfoot is an example of a band that has a good quote unquote product that could probably take off somewhere.
Then why isn't anyone buying it? And why are they buying Blessed Union of Souls instead?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Mark Eichner of Miracle Records, and he's the one that says, if it's a hit, it must be a miracle. You can catch Miracle Records for sale at Wizards and across the street at Areola. Bands such as Stool, Fatso Jetson, The Bloodshot, and this band, I'm going to play another track from their CD. Their CD is called We Refuse to Kiss Ass. This is The Neighbors. Again?
Nothing. We're prepping.
What are we doing?
Hey, you know what I want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about, Robbie Bob?
You know, we're usually here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're not too in favor of the government making new laws and stuff.
I heard that.
But Kentucky has a bill pending that I'm all for. It's a bill is pending in the Kentucky General Assembly that would make assaulting a sports official a felony.
Oh, yeah.
They have to actually do this because another official in junior high Kentucky basketball was assaulted.
Now, they can't do that in Indiana because of Bobby Knight. He'd go to jail immediately, wouldn't he?
Well, that's collegiate. It's a completely different animal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this referee said he was assaulted by the wife of an assistant basketball coach after a game Saturday, and he's filed a complaint. Clyde Martin said it happened to him. He called a technical foul against Beachwood coach for bad behavior. He later called a technical foul against Bob Hart, an assistant coach and scorekeeper for Beachwood. Mr. Hart continued to argue. Mr. Martin said he ordered the assistant coach to leave the gym. Following the game, Mr. Hart returned to the gym. His old lady, Nancy, jumped out of the stands and verbally assaulted Mr. Martin and then started kicking Mr. Martin in the shins.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what Mr. Martin had to say. It's not worth $15 to go out there and be abused like that.
Yeah, you only get $50 to ref those games?
He gets 15 clams to referee a junior high basketball game, and he's got the scorekeeper's wife kicking him in the shins after the game.
That's something.
So I agree with the Kentucky General Assembly, who wants to make assaulting a sports official a felony. It's ridiculous that it even comes to that. This guy's making $15.
Felonies are serious, too.
He's basically doing a community service. He's trying to help the kids out, and he's got some old hag kicking him in the shins. It's ridiculous. You know, you could really hurt you. You could get like a blood clot in your shin. It could go up to your heart and kill you.
This is the Chris and Rob Sunshine Power Hour. The phone number, 749-1444. Hello, Jason.
How's it going?
Couldn't be better.
Yeah, I think that's just like the explanation of like how the whole state of Kentucky is. Like, did y'all hear about that story about Robert Brubaker?
No, who is Robert Brubaker?
He was this team manager for Covington Home.
Oh, yeah, we heard about that. Yeah. And he got dressed up, and they said, no, we didn't mean to get dressed and all that.
Yeah, I went to school with that kid.
Okay. Who do you think was lying in that case, the kid or the teacher?
I think it was a little bit of both.
You went to school with that kid?
Yeah.
Was he a real schmuck?
Oh, he's a simpleton, all right.
Yeah?
He's not very bright.
Well, if he's not very bright, then how can... All right, I get it.
Well,
I don't think it was the kind of story that deserved the kind of media attention that it
exactly got.
I remember when it came out, this was maybe a couple months ago at this point, the coach tells the kid to get dressed for the game. Kid's just washing the sweatshirts after the games, right?
Yeah.
That's his job. He puts the balls away, and he washes the sweatshirts. So the coach is kidding around and says, get dressed up, I'll put you in the game tonight. Kid actually puts on his sweats and starts working out.
He dug himself a hole. I mean, I was on sports teams when I first started out. But I just got the clue, you know, which ones to be on. I was, like, on wrestling. I really couldn't handle the team sports.
Well, I'll tell you, that was not a news story, and only in Cincinnati, Ohio, would something like that make the front page.
Oh, I know.
You know, it was always my impression, Jason, that most high school athletic coaches were complete jerks who I wanted to spend no time around. And most of the guys who bothered being a manager for a high school athletic team, I didn't want to be around too much either.
They're like rejects that,
They both were rejects.
That, you know, got a PE, you know, could teach PE or something.
And coaches are just frustrated ex-jocks who went to college usually and took, like, phys ed at the college level or something. Now they're coming back and they're teaching one of classes.
Where we went to college, they called it sports management. Remember the type?
Sports? Yeah, they were just complete muscle head,
and they drank way too much beer on the weekends and wound up walking out in the halls of the dorm room finding the schmuckiest kid they could, and they start pounding the kid's head against the concrete wall.
I always give him a pink belly, then we'll go beat
that's cool,
then we'll go beat up the one guy who might be gay.
As far as Kentucky goes, I think the whole school system's backwards.
The whole state's backwards.
The whole,
but,
yeah
exactly. What can you say about that, you know?
Especially,
hey, Tubby's got him fired up in Lexington.
I'm a UC fan.
No, that's too bad.
So you're the one.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's you and two other guys. Thanks, Jason.
See ya.
Phone lines are open, 749-1444. Did you hear about the guy in Clifton, Colorado that shot his computer?
What? Are you telling me a guy in Clifton, Colorado shot his computer?
Just like Elvis when the Streets of San Francisco came on, this guy was playing a computer game. Ever hear of Tomb Raider?
Yeah, you go around and you raid a tomb.
Yeah,
then
Tomb
you
Raider.
Tomb
it's kind of like Dungeons and Dragons for a computer. Guy got mad. His name is Douglas Miller. Guy got mad, and so he shot his computer right in the screen. Now, when the authorities stopped by and they said, "What happened here?" Old Douglas Miller said that there was an intruder had come in. But they thought, no, there was no intruder. He wasn't shooting an intruder. The guy was high. They arrested him, took him downtown, and tested him for drugs.
Where were you when I was getting high?
Right, where were you? 749-1444.
You know, most people don't think of Indiana, our neighbor to the west, as being a advanced state.
Oh, I do. I certainly do. You know what they got in Indiana that they don't have here?
They got a male dancer for their NBA team.
They do.
But what else do they have that they don't have here?
Bobby Knight.
And what else?
Bob Huggins can't touch Bobby Knight.
Yeah, Bobby Knight's got
maniac.
He's got three championship rings. Bob Huggins has none. Bobby Knight's got a perfect season under his belt. Huggins has none. Bobby Knight's actually beat teams ranked higher than him. Bob Huggins has never done that.
So, salute to the state of Indiana.
What anyway they got to do is
you know what else Indiana has?
Corn.
Racing.
The 500 and the 400.
Yeah, and they got NASCAR and stuff.
Yeah.
Right, check it out.
They also got Notre Dame, which is kind of a strike against it. But
you know what else they got in Indiana?
Gene Cady.
Oh, yeah.
What else they got
Who's
in Indiana?
Who's Gene Cady?
It's coach of Purdue. He actually looks like the mascot.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
They got more Klan members than any other state.
Oh, shut up. They do not. That's not true anymore. They used to. That's true in the 20s. Don't be. That was what they had in the 20s. They don't have that stuff anymore.
I think they got more in, like, Arkansas and Texas now.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow.
You know what I got in Indiana that I really enjoy?
A hickey.
Besides that, I was always the guy who bought long socks, like socks that came up, like, over your calf.
Oh, that's queer.
I know. But last time I went to Indiana...
You ever wear those with a pair of shorts? People are going to laugh at you because they would they're going to be making that square sign with their fingers. They're going to be going, what?
No, dude, you wear like brown socks with shorts, so don't even talk. But anyway, when I was over the last time, I bought some of the like the short ones. And they only come up to like a little bit past your ankle, and I really like those a lot.
Oh, yeah?
But anyway, the Pacers, Indiana Pacers, have a dude on their dance team. They're called the Pacemates.
They're called the what?
He's a pacemate.
What's a pacemate?
A lot of people, it's like the dance team, you know, the cheerleaders for the Pacers. They got one guy, he's a pacemate.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said at first, oh, he's a really good dancer. And I have nothing against him. But it's not for Indiana. Let him go and do it somewhere else. Whatever, they like him a lot over there. Monique Adhad, the Pacemates choreographer, said Campbell was a natural fit. She also felt it was time to change the public's attitude about male dancers. They're not all fags, she said.
No, she didn't say that.
She didn't say that. No, what she said was, people are going to accept it or they're not, she says. To me, we're a dance team. Men are dancers, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, Campbell, Bruce Campbell, getting it done. I wonder if he has his own locker room or if he gets to change with the other pacemates. There's a picture of him.
There's a job I'd go after. You know what you know what I can't stand about hippie girls? They're always getting in fights. I just can't stand
it. What are you doing here in this counseling office?
We have a big problem now with these hippie girls. They started a fight with us, so we fight a bit. And so we're in a lot of trouble because I broke the girl's nose and gave her a concussion or something like that. So I came to talk to Mr. Olson, and he was real nice, you know. He told me what's going to happen. You come and you tell them your problems about classes or something, and they always try to help you, especially Mr. Olson. He's so nice, you know. And then he says if you're flunking, work with your friends, you know. But me, Kathy, and Marion are always around each other together, you know, us three. Wherever we go with each other because we're all real good friends. So we help each other with homework because she doesn't know how to read good. So we read to her and teach her, let her read to us, you know. And then her and me work with our Spanish homework. And he's real good about it, you know, because he understands kids more than anybody I know. I'd pay $1,000 to have a father like him.
Are you kids all in here because of problems with fighting?
Yeah, I got sent to the cop station last night.
Do you have problems with fighting, Robbie?
How do you feel about that?
How do you feel about
that? No, I feel great.
Hey, did you hear about the American Comedy Awards that took place over the weekend in Los Angeles, California?
Yes, I did. I'm glad you brought that up, Chris.
Well, did you hear that Jerry Lewis received a Lifetime Achievement Award, and Gary Shandling, he was ribbed and baked, and what do they call it when they...
Roasted.
He was roasted for having his show taken off the air.
I'm glad you brought that up, Chris. You know, Jerry was given a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Jerry Lewis, the king of comedy.
And Chris and Rob, late night talk show, proudly presents an historical recreation of backstage at the America Comedy Awards.
This is true, by the way. Absolutely true.
Friday night in Los Angeles, when a photographer tried to take the picture of Mr. Lewis and Mr. Shandling. The recreation begins now.
Excuse me, Mr. Shanling, Mr. Lewis, could we get the two of you together over here for a snapshot?
Yeah, hi.
No, I can't do this.
What?
I can't do this.
Come on, Jared, we'll just be like this.
Gary, you're going to have to call first. Jerry Lewis, from Jerry Lewis Just Sings, this is the Chris and Rob Sunshine Power Hour with a mere 15 minutes to go. If you want to get in on the Sunshine Power, give us a jingle at 749-1444.
Are you in a local band? Do you have recorded material that's screaming for airplay? Then Kindred Sanction wants you on the air. Mail two copies of your best stuff and then listen for your work on Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m. when Kindred Sanction is presented by alternating hosts Jerry, Jim, and Cynthia. The mailing address is P.O. Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206-0126. Attention, Kindred Sanction.
Want to get a bird's eye view of downtown Cincinnati? Then check out the observation deck at the Carew Tower, 49th floor, located at 441 Vine Street. Call 579-9735. For more information.
And take a roll of quarters for those binoculars. Knowing the difference between a tornado watch and a tornado warning could save your life. A watch means conditions are favorable for tornado formation. A warning means that a tornado has been sighted in the area and you should take cover immediately.
Spring is coming and tornado season is upon us.
A message from the Ohio Committee for Severe Weather Awareness.
Have you guys heard about Pet Vision? I'm not making this up. Pet Vision.
No, Chris, please, tell me what Pet Vision
that's
is.
That's pets, as in little furry friends of ours, our little furry friends, the pets. There's a series of videos that are now obtainable for consumers who like to buy lots of stupid things. You can get videos of chipmunks, squirrels, and birds playing in the woods for your cat to watch and enjoy. I'm not making this up. It's about a half an hour, and it's got a squirrel, a bird, and a chipmunk frolicking in the springtime, and it's for your cat. They also make videos for doggies, maybe they even have one for your bird, too. I'm not sure. Texas A&M veterinarian Bonnie Beaver says that these videos don't do much for the animals.
No. Her name is not Bonnie Beaver.
Her name is Bonnie Beaver.
You believe it. Okay.
She's a veterinarian at Texas A&M. She says that Pet Vision isn't good enough to get past the flicker of a TV screen. But there's a couple of people in Illinois, Kathy and Mike Giusti, and they feel that when there's an animal on TV, there's Schnauzer Toby. He presses his nose up to the screen, and he starts to slobber a lot. However, Toby doesn't know how to use the remote control. Hello, Flash, you're on the Chris and Rob Sunshine Power Hour.
How's it hanging, fellas?
Low and mean and lean. What's up?
Oh, I was just curious. I mean, I know how you guys feel about regressing to subjects already passed, but I just gotta know. The Reverend Al Beasley character, what in the hell was he talking about?
We're not really sure.
He claims to be controversial or something like that. What does he talk about usually that's controversial?
Race relations, whether or not blacks are getting a fair shake in this country. He says they are. He brings with him a little toady who says they're not. Together, they holler and scream at each other, and it makes for fascinating radio.
You know, I don't really think that two people with conflicting opinions who yell and scream at each other a lot is very good radio.
Oh, I sure do.
I do not.
Well, I certainly think it's good radio.
I think
it makes
screaming and yelling at each other is the stupidest radio I've ever heard.
You're a moron.
You're a moron.
You look like a toad.
You look like a...
You look like Gollum from The Hobbit.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you do, your big frog eyes.
You look like that E.T. that came out of Close... Remember at the end of Close Encounters? They had that little E.T. wall. You look like him.
Come on, it's...
You look like Jabba the Hutt.
You look like one of those dudes from the cantina that was playing the...
Your mom.
Your mom.
Your greasy-haired grandma.
Calm down.
Up your nose with a can of Stroh's.
Or it's no dessert for you boys. Calm down.
What else is on your mind, Flash?
Oh, man. It just seemed like he was kind of lionizing himself there, that he was all important and all that. You know, nobody really... If I want to read race relations, I'll go to the Enquirer or something.
And they'll quote the Reverend Al Beasley. The Enquirer comes to him to get their quotes.
I wouldn't doubt it.
They do.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah, it was like 2 months ago. They had a big thing, a big story. Are blacks getting a fair shake in this country? Yes, oh. Reverend Al Beasley. No, Nate the crazy person Livingston.
Well, I tell you what, he wants to get a radio show on, if he wants to get a radio show on, he better learn to keep his big mouth shut when he starts throwing out the insults in you guys' direction, you know.
Oh, man, I know. If he starts tackling Chris and Rob fans, he's going to be in a whole lot of hurt.
Oh, not just the fans, but, I mean, start telling you guys that you're just a bunch of loud mouth something or others. And
we should be out eating conies instead of doing a radio show.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
And when he finds himself in a figure four leg lock one night when he's trying to do a show, he'll figure out who's a bunch of loud mouths.
Oh, yeah.
And secondly, I'm not demoralizing public radio, but if he's so important, what the hell's he doing at 1 o'clock or in the morning listening to a couple of guys yelling at each other?
We don't yell at each other.
Or that he claims not to like.
He likes us.
He loves us, man. He just loves it.
You know he does.
If you know anything about the guy, and I know very little about him, he loves to call in to the Lincoln Ware show on WCIM. Some of the other more corporate-type radio shows he calls in constantly. He's constantly calling radio shows. This is one of those guys who thinks, hey, my ticket to stardom is being a talk show radio caller. Now, a lot of other people, they might go out and learn how to tap dance, do a little shtick, you know, maybe tell some jokes, sing a song, whatever. Maybe even balance the federal deficit. But Mr. Reverend Al Beasley thinks that his ticket to stardom is by calling a lot of talk shows. And you know what? It's working because you're talking about him.
You got it, buddy.
No doubt. But is he really an ordained reverend of some religious order?
Yeah, I think he is, actually.
Well, I think he's not, but who knows?
Well, if he is, he's not acting very reverent. And my last little...
I heard he's a parole officer, but I don't know nothing for sure.
Oh, and which one of you is on the Board of Trustees at WAIF?
Neither one of us.
Oh, really?
Chris.
Well, I was going to say... I was going to say congratulations. How'd you get that? Did you just kind of go up for a vote, or did you sign an affidavit to the effect of...
I was out of money at the poker table. Anything else on your mind, Flash?
Oh, no. I just want you guys to take it easy, and if Reverend Al Beasley, who is all-important, as the Lord knows, doesn't like the show, I do, and, you know, you can have a life or not have a life, but you can't live life without WAIF, and you can't get quality entertainment without public radio, unbiased.
Flash,
and
you're the best.
Well, so are you guys. That's why I listen.
You're the greatest. You know that?
I took to heart your guys' advice, because I used to call up and bitch and complain, Clinton this, Clinton that, and then you...
Did you see the headline of today's newspaper? It says, Clinton, : Iraq must keep word. He's somebody to be telling somebody else not to lie.
I know.
Whatever.
They should have.
No, that's the typical Republican thing to say. I'm expecting Rush Limbaugh to be saying that. I don't know. I don't know if Clinton lies or not. I don't know, you know, if he likes to get a good little bit of oral sex now and then or not. That's his business. I don't know.
I agree. But like I said, I took it to heart. Your guys' advice, spread a little sunshine, and why not?
Sunshine is good. Sunshine power is good.
Yeah.
Hey, Flash, can you help me out with something?
I'll certainly give it a shot.
I don't want to say any names, but somebody who's in this room, and there's only four of us, me, my co-host, Rob, Jim, who answers the phone, and our guest, Mark Eichner, of Miracle Records, and one of us, I'm not saying which one, was dumped over the weekend. Do you have any advice for the dumped?
Well, you just got to kind of get back in there. Whatever you did in the first place to get that girl or whatever,
Keep going.
Let me keep my composure here.
Keep going.
Okay, do it again. Well, it worked the first time. Do it again.
Damn right. I'm going to have some new action lined up in a week, I guarantee you.
That's because you're
not letting this get me down.
You're going to do it again. You're going to call that 900 back again. You're going to start a brand new voicemail ad box number, and you're going to get yourself another girl, right?
Or try
put my dial-on glove on now.
Oh, yeah.
Try the internet, you know.
Oh, yeah. Try the internet.
The guy you were referring to as the virgin about a week ago or two?
Who?
There's no virgins in this studio, my friend.
All right. All right, you guys.
All right, thanks, Flash.
Well, take it easy, guys.
Catch you later. Chris and Rob, a late-night talk show. The Outside Inside Jazz program is up next. You'll want to stay tuned for that. And to get you in the...
I got more fur than a weasel farm.
That's what I thought. To get you in the mood for the outs... Well, we got another call. Hold on.
We going to call Cum?
No, we're going to blow it off. We're not going to call cum. No.
Unless this is cum here.
Hello, Louie. You're on the air.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Rob.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
Well, I just calling to remind everybody that we're having a fundraiser benefit this Sunday at Buzz's Coffee Shop.
Buzz's Coffee Shop, where Kilgore's used to be in the heart of Cliff Town.
Exactly.
Down there by the university, the home of the Fighting Bearcats.
Exactly.
They can't beat a team ranked higher than them.
That's exactly right.
Is this for CIA?
Excuse me?
Cincinnati Improvisers Alliance?
Yes, exactly. Anyway, Reverend Beasley's supposed to be on tomorrow night.
On what?
On Amp Rock Radio.
Tomorrow night at midnight on WAIF. You mean he'll be a guest?
Yes, of course.
He's going to take the show over, isn't he?
Tentatively, he's supposed to be on, so we've challenged him and called him back two or three times, trying to get him on, but he keeps dodging us.
He's a clown, dude. Don't worry about him.
Well, we're not.
All right, tomorrow night.
We want to give him his First Amendment right to speak.
All right, tomorrow night, midnight, right here on 88.3 FM, the Hemp Rock Radio program featuring the Reverend Al Beasley. Thanks a lot, Louie.
Yep, and then this Sunday at Buzz's Coffee Shop.
8 p.m. until midnight.
I'll say it again. Sunday, March 1st, 1998, the Buzz Coffee Shop at 2900 Jefferson. That's Vine Street to the rest of us, but they rename it Jefferson for three blocks. Don't ask me why. Right across the street from that big, what's that dorm called on UC? That big one there. Sawyer. Right across the street from Sawyer Dorm. Sunday night at the Buzz Coffee Shop, live jazz groups, The Healing System, Root Force, and Sassamble, if I'm saying that right. They got those little Mexican-looking things above the A and the E. I don't know how to pronounce those. Speaking of jazz, the Outside Inside Jazz program is up next. And you might have seen the Captain Robbie Knievel jump over 30 limousines on his motorcycle tonight at the Las Vegas Tropicana about 30 years ago, maybe 40 years ago at this point. Stan Kenton played a gig at the Las Vegas Tropicana.
Are we done? We leaving?
Yeah. This is